You're listening to SBS News.
On the 5th of December 2016, Melbourne's Darebin Council made history. Councillor Trent McCarthy put forward a motion that the council vote on declaring a state of climate emergency. The chamber voted unanimously in favour, making the council the first in the world to declare a climate emergency.
We had really mobilised community members who were desperate for effective action on the climate emergency, who were speaking with councillors about how significant it would be if a level of government would actually acknowledge just how significant the problem is. We felt as though we were a council who could do that. It continues to be something that really unites us as a council. We understand the gravity of the situation that's facing the planet.
That's Darebin Mayor Susan Rennie. Use of the term climate emergency has skyrocketed in recent years. Oxford Dictionaries declared it its 2019 Word of the Year, following a 10,796% increase in usage. Ms. Rennie says she was proud to help kickstart awareness of the term, but holds mixed emotions about what's happened since.
In 2016, climate emergency was new language that people weren't using. I think it's fantastic. A concept that was new to people, to see within 3 years how that has shifted, that's extraordinary. The responsibility to make sure our actions were meaningful, I think we've all felt, and we've wanted to do more. And so there's a sense sometimes of pride, but equally of frustration at not always being able to do as much as we want.
There's no universal definition of what a climate emergency is. Some declarations are about officially accepting that climate change imposes an existential threat, while others are legal acknowledgements of a crisis and a way of accessing money to fight its effects. But for most local government bodies, such as the Darebin Council, it's often about committing to centering climate change when developing policy. David Holmes is director of Monash University's Climate Change Communication Research Hub.
A climate emergency is related to the fact that humans have emitted unprecedented levels of carbon dioxide into the atmosphere, which is currently speeding up climate change at 170 times the natural rate. You know, for local governments, it's about accelerating climate solutions, so increasing the density of rooftop solar by, you know, subsidising such programs and programs that really address recycling.
Susan Rennie says making the climate emergency declaration in 2016 set the Darebin Council onto a greener path.
That's had consequences, for example, in our road resurfacing programs, where we're now resurfacing roads with 90%+ recycled content. We've introduced a food waste collection service because when we looked at our waste emissions, the greatest thing we could do to reduce emissions was to get food waste out of landfill. Our procurement team is now looking at the purchase of the most significant power purchase agreement for councils to purchase green energy.
Dr. Holmes says at an action level, using language such as climate emergency can be effective. But using it as a communication strategy, well, less so.
It's problematic at national levels in societies and settings where you have a strong division over, you know, climate change. And if you keep on pushing the language, I think, of climate emergency, you will start to lose some of those audiences. In some ways, that can just entrench the fact that there's already a division. You find this particularly in societies where there is a strong denial lobby casting doubt over even whether climate change exists.
88 Australian jurisdictions have declared a climate emergency. Worldwide, more than 803 million citizens across 26 countries are estimated to live in jurisdictions that have declared climate emergencies. Britain, France, Portugal and Argentina are among the national governments to make climate emergency declarations. But could Australia declare a national climate emergency? In October 2019, a vote in the House of Representatives was defeated 72-65, with Emissions Reduction Minister Angus Taylor labelling it a grand symbolic gesture. Dr. Holmes says the success of a new declaration could hinge on how much voters and politicians attribute the recent bushfire crisis to climate change.
I think we're still a way off. I think already there's been quite a big change in the discourse of government ministers, and so it's a matter of whether they step up and actually, you know, move on from the sort of very destructive debate that we've been having. In fact, the fact of framing it as a debate, does climate change actually exist or not, has been destructive. It's about moving on from that and having the policy that appeals to people.
Susan Rennie says it's important that more local and state governments look at policy creation through a climate lens.
Ultimately, we know that the action we need will take place at a federal government level, but that doesn't mean that state governments and local governments can't and shouldn't do more. A really good place to start is for councils to look at their entire emissions profile and how they reduce that, because we need to become a zero emissions society and we need that to occur quickly.
Evan Young, SBS News.